Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The state of Massachusetts is trying to settle a custody battle waged for more than a year now over a Connecticut teenager and her medical care. Human Services officials plan to move Justina Pelletier closer to her home in Connecticut and are offering to relinquish custody if her parents meet certain conditions. But as WBUR's Deborah Becker reports, the family is balking at the deal.
15-year-old Justina Pelletier has been in state custody for more than a year, the past 4 months at a residential treatment facility in Framingham. Massachusetts Health and Human Services Secretary John Polanowicz says her medical condition has improved to the point where she can now be moved to a residential facility in her home state.
She has been out about in the community. She's bearing weight. There's a number of clinical indicators that are improving on. At this point, you know, our focus is we want Justina to go home.
Polanowicz says Pelletier will move to the J.R.I. Susan Wayne Center for Excellence in Thompson, Connecticut, about an hour's drive from her family's home. Massachusetts would retain custody, but if Pelletier makes progress in Connecticut, and if a Massachusetts judge approves, she could then return to her parents' custody. Her family would be required to participate in therapy, and Massachusetts Department of Children and Families would monitor the transition.
We would ideally continue to work with the family because we know there's a big date coming up for Justina, and we'd love to have her home by that date.
That date is May 24th, Justina's 16th birthday. Her family asked that she be allowed home by then. They call Polanowicz's plan a slap in the face. Lou Pelletier, Justina's father, says his daughter should not go to another behavioral modification facility because that's not the way to treat her medical condition.
Under the guise of what they call behavioral modification, she was brutalized, taken off her meds. What happened to the right of a parent to have a second opinion? What happened to the right of a parent to make the decision medically regarding their children?
This dispute began over medical treatment for a rare genetic disorder. Pelletier's doctor at Tufts Medical Center sent her to Boston Children's Hospital for some testing in February of 2013. Children's determined that she didn't have the disorder at all, but a psychiatric illness instead. Then, Children's filed medical child abuse charges against the Pelletiers, and a juvenile judge granted custody of Justina to Massachusetts. Lou Pelletier says Massachusetts officials should just let his daughter come home.
Do the right thing for the state of Massachusetts, and obviously do the right thing for us. Your taxpayers have paid probably close to $2 million, $2 million in care for Justina. Your DCF has asked for an $8 million increase. Well, if they weren't brutalizing and torturing my daughter Justina, a quarter of that would have been available to them.
Some Massachusetts Republican lawmakers are calling for an independent medical consultation and a review of DCF policies regarding retaining children from other states. Connecticut child welfare officials say they'll work with the family to make eventual reunification possible, and they say they hope the Pelletier family will cooperate. The Pelletiers say they're negotiating to get Justina home more quickly and still pursuing legal avenues to appeal. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.